I'm here with Ken Zioli and his attorney, Matthew Toporowski. We're at the Rensselaer County Courthouse at 82nd Street in Troy. How are you both this morning?
Doing well, thanks.
Doing great. Thank you for coming.
How's your shoulder, Kenny?
Painful, sore.
Yeah.
As expected.
Why are you in court today?
So I can answer these questions. We're here today to speak with the judge and the probation officer on Kenny's case. As was reported last week, the DA's office, as well as his probation officer, recommended that he be violated on probation, sentenced to the maximum prison time, which is 7 years, for this trespass violation and also for this mischief charge. So we're here to speak with the judge about both of those matters and why Kenny should continue on probation, because both of those charges are not supportable.
Exactly. I
go ahead. Yeah, I just don't want to answer any questions.
No, yeah. I agree with him that, you know, probation should put forth an actual reason for violation, not
beyond that, I mean, Kenny is he's employed, he's working, he's an activist in the community. He is continuing his treatment. As we know, he had substance abuse issues. He's in recovery, and he's been successful in that endeavor. And he's committed to being on probation and working successfully with his officer. So that's also why he should continue on probation at this time. He shouldn't get a felony record at this time.
And the maximum charge of 7 years was for what exactly?
So Kenny ultimately pled to a forgery charge as a resolution related to some theft offenses at a local Walmart. He was addicted in a different state at that point to some opiates, and ultimately his case was resolved with a forgery, and he was put on interim probation. He's been on that for 7 months, been doing well, and he should continue to stay on probation here.
We were talking before I just showed up. The statute of limitations. What's the statute of limitations on a civil suit?
So the civil suit would have to be, we'd have to put in a notice of claim within 90 days of what we consider to be the unlawful arrest, or potentially a favorable disposition to Kenny, which would really be the dismissal of these charges, which is what we're seeking. So we have time to file a notice of claim. And following the notice of claim, we would preserve any civil rights lawsuit under the statute for, I believe it's 3 years. So there's certainly time, and you know, these are long processes.
And just to confirm before, what you said beforehand was that it sounds favorable to do this after the criminal charges are cleared?
That's correct. I mean, we want to resolve Kenny's criminal cases here. That's obviously our first and foremost concern. You know, his liberties at stake here. He wants to continue working within the community as an activist, and we want to make sure these charges are resolved without prison time, as they've recommended. And really, we get the right result here, which is a dismissal of these charges, which we're confident is going to occur.
Do you know if the Troy police have preserved the footage from that fateful Friday?
We put Troy police on notice to preserve any and all video footage, audio, emails, documents, text messages. I want anything related to Kenny Zioli at all from that Friday that occurred in Troy Police Department, behind closed doors, amongst the officers. We put them on notice to preserve all of that relevant information just days after it occurred. So there's no way that it's since been deleted. We told Corporation Counsel as well that we want all that evidence preserved. So they certainly are all on notice, and they will suffer the consequences if they fail to preserve that evidence during any lawsuit. They'll be subject to sanctions if they don't preserve it.
I don't know if you have the details now. I asked you guys before, but maybe you have been prepared a little bit for this one. Do you guys know the officers that that did witness this? And one, did they witness the assault, or did they witness the seizure?
So at this point, that investigation for us is still ongoing.
Okay.
We know who the other officers / witnesses that were there for the use of excessive force by Desk Sergeant Kittle. That investigation for us is continuing. And if we can't locate them or identify them prior to any civil lawsuit that's filed, they'd be named as John or Jane Doe's, and we'd locate them during discovery.
And just kind of curious, just with your client, if he's comfortable, if you're comfortable, how would this impact recovery at this point? Because, like, obviously you're doing a lot better now, but if your life goes in a direction where you have to, one, either go back to prison or be on parole for the next 5 years, that doesn't sound probation. That doesn't sound mentally favorable.
Well, this is a critical juncture for a young man with a family. He's only 25. As you probably know, a felony conviction is a number one driver in both poverty and homelessness. I mean, you can't get a slew of jobs with a felony conviction. And if Kenny continues to do well on this interim probation, he will get that misdemeanor conviction. Now, beyond that, obviously, he's in a sling here. He has been in pain. He's undergoing treatment and potentially surgery. And obviously, because he's in recovery, he has rejected any pain relievers or opiates because he knows that's going to lead him down a wrong path. And so it's a difficult, I think, but I think Kenny is committed to continuing to do well. Certainly him and I are in touch, I would say, daily to ensure that he's doing everything he has to do and that we are progressing forward and getting the right result we need here. So it'll be a tough road, but we're both committed to it.
Do you have any comment on the personal attacks by Troy PD about Kenny's children?
What I would say is that shows the animus of this police department against activists, and specifically activist Ken Zioli. Those statements are completely relevant to proving that they had it out for him. And what I will tell you is that we believe that we will uncover further statements, potentially on a video, of animus statements towards Kenny. I can tell you that when he went back down there on this criminal mischief that is not going to be supportable by any evidence, that same desk sergeant told him, "You opened the wrong can of worms." And so this only proves what we all know, what we believe, that this police department has it out for Kenny Zioli, activists like him, and that they refuse to treat the public courteously and hand them complaint forms, which is their own written policy.
Kenny, would you like to make a comment on the support you've received from Equality for Troy and Friends of Barker Park?
Yes. So the Coalition for Barker Park and Equality for Troy, as well as all of us and Community Matters, have stood next to me and stood by my side through this entire process. They're very well supportive in the movement. They know that moving forward, that change needs to be done, and if showing them the corruptness in this system is what needs to be done, then so be it.
They know that this could have happened to any one of them. As you know, there were more than just Kenny in that police station asking for a complaint form. There was more than just Kenny around this vehicle who tried to drive into protesters. It was more than just Kenny there. Mm-hmm. But yet Kenny is the only one who's been charged. So they stand with Kenny because they know it could have been them, very likely so. And so this is basically a check on the system to say, you know what, if you're going to go down this path against these activists for peacefully protesting, if we're asking for things that they lawfully are required to receive and you refuse, there's going to be a check on the system. And that happens here in criminal court, and also happens across the river in federal court in Albany. So we're looking forward to getting a result that we know is just in this case.
The next date is September 11th, right?
Well, actually, right now we'll be back on September 25th in Troy City Court on this trespass violation and this mischief charge. I asked the DA's office to put their position on the record with respect to these charges. They said that they were not going to address the trespass at that time, which I thought was interesting. They just don't want to address it. And on the mischief charge, they asked for an adjournment so they can consider whether they think and they feel that they can indict Kenny on this mischief charge. I can tell you that based on our investigation, both photographic and video evidence is going to completely exonerate Kenny from this charge.
After about an hour, Zioli and attorney Matt Toporowski emerged from the courthouse. Toporowski explained the DA was seeking a conviction and maximum sentence that day, but Judge Deborah J. Young sided with Toporowski and granted a request for a hearing on the case. The hearing will require prosecutors to file a sworn petition of the charges, produce evidence, and will allow for cross-questioning.
All right, I mean, you can tell how long we're in there.
Yeah.
Finally granted my request for a hearing on this case so that we can test these allegations and we can be sure that if they're going to violate Kenny and give him a felony record, that we know they can support it at a hearing, in a courtroom, with a judge, on a record, with cross-examination, with our ability to present evidence of witnesses as well. So we appreciate the judge exercising discretion here, despite the DA's office and the probation officer who strenuously recommend that he be convicted and sentenced on a felony today and sentenced to 5 years probation. So
John Zelka? John Zelka?
We're dealing with Charles Thomas from the DA's office on this. And beyond that, they're gonna have to file a sworn petition, which we also requested, which is required by the case law, which they didn't want to file, because we need it so we know what we're defending against. And that is simple due process here, people. So 10-7, we get a sworn petition. 10-14, we'll be back here for a hearing in this courtroom at 10:30, where we will be testing all the allegations against Kenny Azioli. So this is a good day.
So does this take out the court date, the 25th?
No. We'll be back on that date, which is a good point, because we need to know where the DA's position is there, what evidence they have. They have to produce evidence there. They're claiming that Kenny kicked this man's vehicle and caused $777 worth of damage based on video. Let's see it. Because I got video in photo that shows he didn't do that. And remember, this is a driver with a license plate that says devil. Now, they said $777 worth of damage. They should have put $666, in my opinion. So they're claiming this man's a victim. He's not. Not a victim. He went down there to run over protesters, and he nearly did. Two people were injured. They had sprained knee, and a sprained wrist. Mm-hmm. Young people, 19, 20 years old. That person hasn't been charged by this DA's office. Mm-hmm. He's the victim here. Think about that. Ask questions there. What's wrong with that? A lot.